In a game four that ended in frustrating fashion for the Silver Tips, they were able to get one on the board, but for this evening, one not enough. And Griffin Outhouse, who turns away 30 of 31, including the back end of a double minor power play by the Silver Tips in the dying seconds. Enough here to rescue Victoria in a 2-1 final in game four. And this best of seven first round series is all deadlocked at two games apiece. It means a very critical swing game for game five back in downtown Everett. So for the Silver Tips, it is all about calling all man, woman, and child here for what will be the most important game of this Silver Tip season. Here's how things began. And for the first time all series long, Victoria drawing first blood, courtesy Regan Nagy. And after, the Silver Tips couldn't put one on the board on an early power play. Around now to the right corner, tips in. Christensen trying to fight off Nagy as Bobolev's centering attempt knocked down. A chance in front, and Nagy scores. Regan Nagy, it looked like that he got that puck about a few inches off the surface and batted that one swiftly right past Carter Hart with 14:57 to go in the opening period. And Victoria grabs an early lead. It's 1-0. So Regan Nagy, after Victoria rescued his penalty, came back, and a puck that was in the middle of the air. That's awfully tough to defend, but he caught it flush and right past Carter Hart to deliver Victoria's first 1-0 lead of the entire series. And with that, Vladimir Bobolev, the assist, has certainly made an impact at 5:03 of the opening frame. Yet a gradual decline in atmosphere. The Silver Tips chipping away at Victoria, trying to, well, use a reduction of atmosphere and as well parlay that into scoring chances back in the offensive zone at 5-on-5. They came close, and as well Carter Hart showing right back up to turn away a couple of serious Victoria threats, including this one on the tail end of a Silver Tip penalty kill in period two. Shoulder on shoulder, hit on Regan Nagy, and now Fontaine can't get there. Here's Peckford in the slot. Shot save made by Carter Hart, and right as Jolson streaks out of the sin bin. 1:45 to go in the second. It's still 1-0. And with that, a save by Carter Hart, maybe putting the Silver Tips in position to turn this thing around. They had done a spectacular job at turning this game into a gradual calculated process, and with that, saves by Hart, helping to again feel the narrative that, you know, they weren't out of this one by any stretch of the imagination. But then Victoria got a very important goal in the final minute of the second period, courtesy Dante Hanoon, who found enough soft spot in the ice between the hash marks to make it 2-0. Now less than 1 minute to go here in the second period. 1-0 Victoria. And Dimitru hustling now to the right corner. Phillipson behind, wrap around in front for Hanoon. He scores. Dante Hanoon from between the circles with 44 seconds to go in the second period. That's a big goal for Victoria, and they take a 2-0 lead. A big goal because it came in that final minute of the second period and washed away, unfortunately, the whole body of work the Tips really had in that second period as well, outshooting the Royals 11-7, and that meant two goals in the last 20 minutes. Not impossible, but again, a taller task as compared to just one. And maybe a play that really hurt the Silver Tips. Connor Dewar staring at a wide-open cage. Third period, tucked the backhander in, but a goal that was waved off by referee Mark Pierce after contact in the crease between both goaltender Griffin Outhouse and Sean Richards as well. Depending upon you who may ask, that may be a legitimate or call or one that was simply got away from the Silver Tips in that instance, but it remained 2-0. Yet had one more door creep open after a double minor penalty to Vladimir Bobolev, two for cross-checking, and two as well for checking to the head, Patrick Bykov, in that instance finally got the Silver Tips on the board. Rebound to Fontaine, and looking up high, Davis controls. On a rink-wide pass for Zwerger. Back down to the top for Davis. Right side, Bykov locks and loads, he scores! fires. Patrick Bykov, that's one with 3:55 to go in regulation. The wrist shot from the circle again. That is his eighth point of the series and fourth goal as well. The Tips are back in business. It's 2-1. Kevin Davis with the assist on the play. Dominic Zwerger, usual suspects, chipping into the power play. Bykov and Zwerger, their sixth power play point of this series, and the fifth as well for Davis and the Silver Tips again. Right back into the conversation, a goal on the front end of that double minor power play. Chance number two as well yielded a few grade A looks, but unfortunately that second goal would not come, and the Silver Tips ran out of time. 2-1 final here in game four with Victoria evening the series up now at two games apiece. It now means game five, a critical swing game at home right back in downtown Everett, and guaranteeing all of us a return trip right back here to Vancouver Island for a Sunday matinee for game six. Final shots on goal, Tips at the edge at 31-20. Go 1 of 4 as well on the power play. Victoria held to 0 of 3. The win in at the Griffin Outhouse. 30 saves out of 31 shots. Carter Hart takes the loss this evening. He allowed 18 saves on 20 shots on goal. Reminder for you, game five on Friday. It's a big one, calling all man, woman, and child. Doors open at 6, face-off at 7:35 for the Silver Tips and Victoria Royals. Here, though, that closes matters in game four, and I'm Mike Benton for Silver Tips Replay.